This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Skincare Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Judith August, founder and president of Judith August Cosmetics, that specializes in corrective cosmetics. These cosmetics are designed to correct and conceal simple flaws to serious skin discolorations. Judith, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, I appreciate it. I love being here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So let's start out knowing more about your company. How did you start your company, and why did you choose corrective cosmetics over color cosmetics?
Well, I guess it was a choice, actually, that was made for me. I was involved in cosmetics, period, all facets of it, and skincare for many years. And I used to address audiences and talk to many, many women. And one night, a woman called me at my home at 11 o'clock at night to ask me if she should wear this color eyeshadow or that color eyeshadow to a luncheon the next day. And I thought to myself, is life this? I wanted to do something a little more important than deciding for her what color eyeshadow to wear. And at the time, I was working with plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills and Los Angeles, working with their after-surgery patients on getting them a new look and covering their bruising and what have you. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to do the rest of my life in the field of cosmetics, I really want to help people. And that's why I decided to focus entirely on corrective cosmetics, because our theme in this business is that everybody's got something to hide, and whether it's simple or serious, we're helping, because when you look in that mirror, whatever you see is 10 times bigger than whatever anybody else sees, and if you're happy with what you see, then you can face the world. So that's why I chose this particular, little segment of the cosmetic industry.
You've probably heard the statement, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you can change the world. Why is that statement true?
Because I know it to be true with me, with my family, with my daughter, with all my friends, that when you see a positive image, you're going to be more positive. I have friends right now who are, you know, not well, saying they can't get out of bed, they don't feel good, and what have you. And I know if they would just get up the gumption to put a little lipstick on, put a little blush, look in that mirror and say, you know, it's not so bad. You know, you're affected by the weather. You're affected by your surroundings. You're affected by everything that's going on around you, and I believe that you are affected by the way you look. And it's not a vain thing at all, even though I think vanity is a good thing if it's not taken too far, because that keeps you going, you know, looking better. But I think your appearance, it measures your health. And it's a psychological facet of our personality that when we look good, we feel good. And when you feel good, that's everything. You can face the whole world.
Now, who is your audience? Are you starting to see more men buying your cosmetics at this point in time?
Yes, it's getting bigger all the time, actually. You know, many, many years ago, they were saying that men's cosmetics are starting to really move, and somehow it just didn't. And, you know, I think that men, of course, are more, shyer, of course, to go into a store to ask about cosmetics or something to make themselves look better. But now with the Internet, it's incredible, because more and more men are buying cosmetics, and, you know, they need them. I mean, I'm not talking about the men who do it for a living, let's say, who put on makeup to perform, that sort of thing. But we have many clients who are men who have vitiligo, let's say. Vitiligo is a loss of pigmentation on your skin, and you have these blotches all over your face. Some have more than others, but they can cover it, you know, and they, you know, we teach them how to cover it with the product that we have. It's called Killer Cover, and it really does what it says it does. It's a killer cover, all right. And so many men who have the vitiligo, who have rosacea, who might have scars, you know, they're not embarrassed anymore. It's just something that it's a part of their life, and if they know how to put it on well, they're, you know, facing their world better. So it's helping them. It's helping, you know, skincare, of course, has always been in the mainstream for women, but more men are saying, hey, you know, skin is skin, and they're getting into it. So it's a healthy thing.
Certainly is. Today we are with Judith August, founder and president of Judith August Cosmetics, that specializes in corrective cosmetics, here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Skincare Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Judith, I understand you wrote a book about corrective cosmetics as well. How do you use these cosmetics to cover those who have specific skin conditions such as rosacea, vitiligo, or even after cosmetic surgery?
Well, you know, I always wanted to write a book on this subject, and it's because there's millions, not millions, but thousands of books out there on cosmetics. I would have never attempted to write a book on regular cosmetics. That's available everywhere, but I don't think there's any other book on the market that I know of that specifically instructs people on how to cover all these issues, the how-tos of it. And, you know, as I said, everybody's got something to hide. If you have dark under-eye circles, bags, little, you know, pock marks perhaps from acne, the vitiligo, which I explained before, rosacea, which is, you know, looks red patches all over your face, birthmark, bruises. You know, this is what people live with all the time, every day, and it can happen in a moment. I myself fell on my face. I was hiking in Utah, and I fell. And, you know, if it weren't for my killer cover, it just, you know, helped me recover because it covered up everything, and thank God I wasn't hurt. But, you know, these things can happen in a minute. And so if you know how to cover things, if you get a zit to a teenager, a blemish is their whole face. It's a mountain, not a molehill. It's a mountain. And so what I did is just write a book about how to, told my own story. My own story is how I got into the area of corrective cosmetics, and go on from there and try to help people learn how to use products to cover their imperfections.
Now, I'd be curious, how do you see makeup and wellness from your point of vision?
Well, makeup and wellness is, you know, it's kind of a recap of what we've talked about. You know, when you look good, you feel good. There's just no doubt about it. There are proven stats in hospitals, actually, that if women have an operation, they feel lousy, they're in the hospital, the first thing they do when they start feeling better is reach for their lipstick. That's because it makes them feel better. It is a psychological phenomena. And my only hope for so many people is that I think cosmetic surgery is such a wonderful thing. We're so lucky to be living in this world that we can take care of a lot of the things if it cannot be covered by cosmetics. So many things can be taken care of through cosmetic surgery, through lasers and, of course, facelifts and what have you. The caution is, you know, it's not wellness if you take it to an extent. It's not wellness if you become addicted. It can be wellness if little things can be fixed that can help you get through your days better and make you feel better by looking better. And it's just a miracle what we have come up with doctors and the medical community have come up with. We work a lot with plastic surgeons, dermatologists, and we offer our cosmetics to cover up any of these little boo-boos that you have or bigger boo-boos that you have. But we can take care of ourselves emotionally. And makeup helps this. I have a little bit of cosmetic surgery if it's necessary and you feel you want it. And find a good board-certified plastic surgeon. It can really help. Just don't become obsessive. We see a lot of that, and then that is not wellness. I think that's a little nutso, actually. So, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in potential contact with you as well online?
Well, thank you, Eric. You can reach us at Judith, it's J-U-D-I-T-H, August, like the month, cosmetics.com. And we have We have all of our products. We have many products that address specific issues. We have one product called the Everything Pencil, which is incredible because that's for everybody. It's for men. It's for women. We have an antiseptic one, which is for, you know, teenagers or adult acne, blemishes. That's for everybody because anything can happen, as I said before. You get a little zit, you get a little bump, you get a little something, you can cover it up, one, two, three. But our other products, we do address vitiligo, we do address rosacea. So give us a call. It's 800-528-4878. And, you know, look at the book, too, because I'm very proud of it. It took a long time to write it and did it with love. So it's called Gotcha Covered.
Perfect title for the book, without a question. In conclusion, what tip or advice would you like to lend the listeners with on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny. I did a lecture last night, and one of the things that I talked about to women that stopped by was exactly what you just asked. There's so many tips, so many hints, but I think that, you know, I asked my office staff what they would think is important, and and it is in the book. I think that makeup stays on longer if you approach it, you know, a part of Zen in your life. You know, it's a part of a little mantra. You put this on, you put that on, but give it a minute. Give it a minute to put your moisturizer on. Let it absorb. Then put your makeup on. Let it absorb. If you use sunscreen, of course, which would be the first thing you put on, let it absorb. Give it a minute and layer your products, and you will find out that they will stay on much longer. You put your makeup on, the last thing you would do is put your makeup on, but let it sit a minute because the air hits it and it coagulates and becomes a little bit thicker, and then you just put it in and you'll find that you're good all day long. So the girls thought that that was a great tip, and so I wanted to pass it on to you.
Well, very good. Certainly appreciate your joining us. Very rich information on this topic. We've been speaking with Judith August, founder and president of Judith August Cosmetics, that specializes in corrective cosmetics. These cosmetics are designed to correct and conceal simple flaws to serious skin discolorations. And the website of reference, once again, is judithaugustcosmetics.com. Judith, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Skin Care Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.